triangle. Alright. So if we took a general domain, we would just divide it up into some set of triangles. As we'll see, there are going to be some rules about triangles, because it's not going to work unless the triangles have a nice shape. They can't be too long and skinny, or tall and thin. They've got to be sort of decent sizes, sort of reasonably equal size. What you now do with these set of triangles is straightforward. You write down this integral. I mean, the total integral is the sum of the triangles. It's written down a single triangle. Therefore, the total integral is just the sum over the contribution of each triangle. Each triangle is a quadratic form in terms of the vertices. If I sum everything up, I will still get a quadratic form where there'll be replication. I mean, where you'll get more than one contribution to a given term, because triangles share vertex points. So this nodal point dotted into the value of phi here would appear in this triangle and that triangle. So the total result is previously we got this form phi transpose matrix phi for a triangle where the matrix is 3 by 3. Now we get phi transposed S of phi, where phi is now the vector of all nodal points, and the matrix S is the is gotten by summing up all the little 3 by 3 matrices. S is called a stiffness matrix, which shows you that this comes from engineering, because presumably it comes from studying how studying the stiffness of things, if I assume it does. I might be wrong there. And S is going to be a sparse matrix, because two values of, I mean, S will only be non-zero if two values of phi are in a triangle, because the indices of S are labeled by these nodal points. So that nodal point is linked to that one, but it is not linked, say, to that one. So almost all the elements of S are zero, which was the same thing we found with finite difference. Indeed, the only parts of S that are non-zero do correspond to values of phi which are near each other. So you have, because these are small triangles and values of phi are only linked if they're part of a triangle, for the trapezoidal rule to be accurate, then we must have a small triangle, and that means that they're only linked if they're part of a small triangle, which means they must be near each other geometrically. So finite elements share the standard geometrical structure of finite difference. It's a theory. The formalism that's local. It's got nearest neighbor only. Well, nearby, I should say nearby neighbors.